have to say, logging is a highly powerful technology still, and I think it's real innovation. You're getting a call here on the conference line. Dr. Jones, could you patch that call in? Someone's calling. We're gonna just try to. I got a phone call coming in here in the conference line. I think it's got to be important. Can you bring it in?
Hey, Brian, it's Darcy. How you doing?
Great, now that you called.
Look, this is kind of awkward. I'm just going to come right up and say it. I'm sitting in the audience for your keynote here, and dude, this word, innovation, you're talking about this blogging as innovation in education stuff. Do you remember 2004? Something, a little thing, Alan Levine, Brian Lamb, me? Yeah, that was like a decade ago, dude. Anyway, I don't know, man. I guess we need to pick up our game. This is not innovation anymore, is it?
Huh. Fair point. I have been talking about this stuff for 10 years, and I don't really have an answer for that. We got a call on the wildcard line? Am I right? Can you patch that in, Dr. Jones?
Sure.
Wildcard line? Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian. First-time caller, long-time listener. I have to say, I'm disappointed in your talk. You're supposed to be talking about innovation in education, but so far you've ignored all the things I expected to hear about. What about big data, learning analytics, gamification? You haven't said anything about MOOCs or the mobile revolution. Like, where's the innovation here?
Fair enough. Well, I'm reminded of a line that Clemenceau has repeated to have said about the United States, and I apologize. It was a French dude, and it was 1920, so let's... But Clemenceau at that time said that the United States was the first country to go from barbarism to decadence without passing through civilization. And that's kind of how I feel about blogging in education. We went from saying, that's way too crazy, it'll never work, we can't do that. And now I actually do hear people say, oh, you know, blogging, come on. It's been around forever, it hasn't really done anything. We never really tried it. And we haven't really gotten behind it. Most blogging installations at most institutions are run by one person, often a faculty person, doesn't even have it in their job description. It's done on the side of their desk. They don't have proper support. They don't have proper resources. We don't have access to the designers that can make the site look like something you feel proud of. And you've got all these half-assed blogging installations where we don't know what we're doing. If we put a quarter of the resources that we put into learning management systems into supporting tools like weblogs and wikis, I believe we could absolutely transform the face of learning and make it more personal, more authoritative, more public.